A Christchurch woman who has a medical exemption to not wear a mask says the judgment and stigma she faces in stores makes her condition even worse. Jodie Devine carries an exemption card to show she doesn't have to wear a mask because of historic childhood trauma. She told our reporter Rachel Graham she wants people to realise some people not wearing masks have legitimate reasons.
It's awful. Every time I'm having to enter a store, I'm having to show this card which reminds me what happened.
Oh. Yeah.
So, every time I enter a store and I'm having to show that card, I'm constantly reminded what happened to me as a child, and I already struggle with that.
Jodie Devine says childhood trauma has left her with PTSD, prone to panic attacks, and a tic when stressed. She's got a medical exemption to not wear a mask, proof she carries with her wherever she goes. When she entered the Wynonie Pack and Save earlier this month, she showed the security guard her mask exemption card. But while she was in the store, a second security guard asked for her card and for proof that she was eligible for it. She says being questioned by security staff over personal painful memories is extremely stressful, and she reacted angrily to the questions. Ms. Devine says she was grabbed by the security guard and admits she may have hit him, but describes the whole incident as a blur. She has had other incidents in which people have made rude comments to her and given her dirty looks for being maskless.
It's not only the way that people look at me, it's how I feel that I'm a leper and that I'm bad for not wearing a mask when I physically can't wear a mask.
She has lodged a complaint with the police about being grabbed by the security guard, but has yet to hear back from them. Disabled Persons Assembly New Zealand's Prudence Walker says Jodie's situation reflects what many disabled people are facing up and down the country. She says they've had numerous complaints of exemption cards not being accepted, and Wynonie Pack and Save is one location which comes up frequently. Ms. Walker says under the Health Act, people who cannot wear a mask do not have to do so, and they shouldn't need to provide any further proof.
I would like to see an environment where we don't have the exemption cards and people don't have to justify themselves and be threatened and have to reveal really personal information about that.
Pack and Save Wynonie directed any response to the Foodstuff head office. A spokesperson for Foodstuffs, Annette Laird, says they dispute Ms. Devine's version of events. She says when Ms. Devine visited Pack and Save Wynonie, she did not provide her mask exemption at the entrance of the store, and when asked for it, became both verbally and physically abusive, pushing her way in. She says after a further outburst in the store, the customer was asked to leave. Ms. Laird says abuse of any kind is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. She says they appreciate some customers can't wear masks while they're shopping. And when this is the case, customers are politely requested to provide their mask exemption documentation.